Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show. It's Thursday, February 22nd, 2007, and we're bringing you the latest scoop on the things going on in the video game world. I'll be your host today, Ben. We're in multiplayer mode, and joining me today will be Chris.
Hello. That's all I got.
And Scott.
Aloha.
Scott's in Hawaii right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a discreet location in the middle of nowhere.
There you go. Remember, if you guys want to send us any questions, comments, feedback, reviews, or even audio reviews, you can send it down to us at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We will try to get it read during the following show, or maybe not at all. Who knows? Anyway,
you're going to spell it all out again like last time? You know, we did get a couple emails since you did that.
We did. Well, don't forget to visit the site www.dreamstation.cc for all your news, reviews, and otherwise. New to the site, we have reviews for Wii Sports for the Wii, obviously, Archlord for the PC, and Phantasy Star Universe for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, you know, I want to make one statement about the website. I don't know if people know this or not that are listening to the podcast, but our website is more than just a podcast website. I know a lot of podcasts that are out there, that's all their website is just the show notes from the podcast. We have a active forums and, you know, reviews and news and all that kind of stuff on our website. So it's more than just podcast information. So check it out. That's it. That's my plug.
Yes, when are we doing the review for Wii Sports on the PS3?
That's like 2 months from now, I think. It's been delayed.
Wii Sports on the PS3? What are you talking
Wii
about?
Wii Sports for the PS3 has been delayed.
Somehow it's not over your head, but it's over mine, and you're shorter than me.
Yeah, I won't explain it.
We'll talk about it after the show.
I'm the Lilliputian of the chat.
We've also got a ton of news updates on the site, which I actually updated today.
Yes.
So there's even a ton more. In today's show, we're going to be talking about such random fare and nonsense as Take-Two is Risky Business, Mark Echo back in the game, Bungie posts Halo 3 FAQ, Smoking Weed, more PS3 Europe.
Smoking Weed?
Info.
What are you talking about?
Your mind automatically goes there, huh?
What?
And the mailbag and the weekly poll topic.
I thought this was supposed to be a show for everybody, and now you're
ruining it.
Ruining it with this drug references.
You're making it M-rated.
Yeah, exactly. Way to go. Schools are going to be coming down on us hard.
We're going to appeal to a larger audience by being M-rated and appealing to kids who don't want to be kids anymore.
The only way we're going to get those 10-year-olds is if we're rated M.
That's right. See? Chris doesn't listen.
We are the GTA of podcasting.
Yes. We've still got to feed the beavers.
Wait till you see our hot coffee mod.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's move on here just to
get to something that has a point.
Yeah, well, let's...
Will there be any references to beavers or donkeys in the show?
Well, there will now. Let's move on here. First topic of the day is Take-Two is Risky Business. According to analysts, Take-Two Interactive, the publisher of Rockstar Games, is becoming a risky investment for several reasons. First and foremost is the fact that there have been ongoing investigations for backdating stock options, to which the former CEO has pled guilty. Along that, there have been several key positions in management that have been abandoned for whatever reasons, and it actually became recently known that one of the biggest investors, billionaire Carl Icahn, dropped 900,000 shares of stock.
That's was there anybody that was part of the company that wrecked a Ferrari?
No, that's just just limited to handhelds. Anyway, so another reason is because Take-Two isn't making much money on their sports lineup, which basically is the
ping pong.
The 2K games too.
Yeah, the 2K.
Well, they don't have football anymore, so they
right. But they secured the exclusivity license for Major League Baseball.
Oh, and
that's pretty much tied up all their profits for years, basically. Lastly, though, and I guess.
But, well, wait a minute. You're saying they secured that, but I thought like MLB 07 was coming out. I've been seeing it on TV for PlayStation. Isn't that by Sony? Oh,
right.
First parties are allowed
first
to
parties are.
I forgot
correct.
About that. Yeah, I forgot.
EA made that, right?
No, MLB is by Sony, by 989 Sports.
989.
Oh.
So in other
anyway.
Words, we don't need to care about it because it probably stinks.
We got that kid on the forums. He says he's a Sony rep or something.
He works for Sony. He's actually working on the game, according to him. Let me just hit this last point. The last reason that that they're saying that this is going to be a risky investment is because the next Grand Theft Auto will be debuting on the next-gen consoles, and it'll probably be going head-to-head with Halo 3, and because of that, they're expecting sales to be much lower than they would have normally been over the last, basically over, well, the last generation, because no one cared about it before this.
Well, debuting on the last generation now is much better than the next generation.
Right, exactly, and that's the thing.
Because people
that's the other reason.
Have it already.
Right, the other reason reason is because there's a lot lower installed user base now than there is on the older consoles.
So GTA, the new version, is only going to be on next gen.
Correct.
They're not going to bring it out for PS2 or Xbox.
No.
I don't think those systems are powerful enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to, because it's in my mind and you keep saying risky business, all I'm picturing is Tom Cruise in like a dress shirt.
Dancing around in his underwear.
Yeah. Gee, thanks for that image. And now I've given it to everybody else too. So.
Yeah. That's nice.
You already said smoking wee. That's two strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rated for mature.
Going against Halo 3, okay. But, I mean, Grand Theft Auto's had to go against all these other top games for all along and it never really stopped the sales of it. So, I mean, I don't understand what the difference is, you know.
It's got a certain user base. It's different from any game it could go against.
Yeah. If they start taking pre-orders now, like I was down at my local GameStop and they have signs up to take pre-orders for Madden and NCAA already. You know, it's
doesn't
August. Come out to what, August, and they're already taking pre-orders. So if they start taking pre-orders in GTA now, all the mainstream gamers that probably aren't listening to this show, if they are, sorry for offending you, but they'll all go buy GTA because they'll be like, oh, I gotta have that.
They've got all the boxes up there.
You've only got $60 to spend. I mean, what are you gonna buy? Are you gonna buy Halo 3 multiplayer online, you know, community, whole clans and whatever else? Are you gonna buy Grand Theft Auto solo action, you know?
Well, I think it has a multiplayer mode, actually.
Will it be as good as Halo 3?
You can beat up people with your friends
in both games.
Will it be as good as Halo 3 though?
But does Grand Theft Auto have a humongous laser?
No.
Maybe.
I think they have a Plymouth laser.
I think both of those games appeal to different people. I mean, I think that, you know, GTA is going to appeal to the certain genre of people that want to, you know, like going around beating up people, stealing cars, you know, hitting on hookers or whatever. And the Halo people are
everyone's dream.
And killing aliens and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of different groups of people. So I don't think it'll hurt that much. I don't know. I mean,
GTA is the kind of thing the unknowing aunts and uncles buy for some kid's birthday. Thank you for my copy,
Grandma.
My aunts and uncles. Well, not grandma, but yes, it was an ant, actually. But I mean, if they don't know what they're doing, it doesn't go back to the ratings. It goes back to what is on the news and what they see and know about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go back to what they know a kid can play and is appropriate for them.
The best part is that's not even bad parenting. That's bad aunting and uncling.
Everybody that wants to play Halo 3 is going to somehow find themselves in the beta, and they'll be sick of Halo 3 by the time Grand Theft Auto comes out, so they'll buy Grand Theft Auto.
Let's move on to our next topic. Mark Echo, back in the game. Echo, who had a mediocre game called Getting Up, Contents Under Pressure last year, has decided to once again get back into the gaming scene. This time, though, he's setting up a video game division titled Mark Echo Entertainment. Wow, surprise, surprise.
Woo!
It's so clever, too.
And it's going to be all graffiti games? Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe.
On the Wii.
Anyway, he had this to say about his newly formed entertainment division. Quote, our goal is to expand creativity in video games. We want to try brand new things. There are so many great ideas out there that aren't getting the attention they need or are being completely ignored. We will work with the visionaries of the medium and get these inventive titles in the hands of gamers, end quote.
But what
and
is he going to come out with? I mean,
well, here's the thing, right? Here's one. Yesterday it was learned that that they've signed Human Head Studios, those are the developers of Prey for the 360 and the PC, to develop a new intellectual property. So here's to hoping that one slightly above mediocre close designer slash entrepreneur plus one slightly above average game developer equals something remotely decent.
I'm thinking if they can somehow get Shaq and and 50 Cent. If they could get Shaq and 50
and
Cent
Chuck
in the game, it would be incredible. I think if they could do Shaq Fu and 50 Cent's game and then Mark Echo's all in one, that could be something.
It's
then
Frankenstein of games.
And Scottie Pippen, right? Is it Scottie Pippen in the Windy City?
Or was that Michael Jordan? Used to call me that.
I don't know which one it was.
It doesn't matter.
How come they haven't brought out...
It doesn't matter what your name is!
How come they haven't brought out another Bird versus Jordan, or what was that? Didn't they have Magic Johnson versus Bird or something? You remember that? Those basketball games? They need to bring another one of those out.
Because then they all get venereal disease, and then it's no fun for everyone. For anyone.
That's what happens when you play those basketball games.
See, they pass on viruses.
Well, they could be those viral achievements you can get on the 360.
Boo. I don't know.
Basketball games gave me gonorrhea. you.
It's worth $100.
I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, you say, okay, his goal is obviously to make money, but you know, I mean, if he really does have, you know, the gaming community in mind, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But on the other hand,
are we even considering that? Because I mean, really, have you seen his stores? There's an outlet store, and it is the least gamer friendly place you could imagine.
Well, you're not gangster enough to be in there. That's why.
No, I'm not. I don't have a gangster pass. I don't have a Mark Echo outlet store pass.
You need more rhinos on your clothes. The more rhinos, the better. Or,
yeah, I think all three of us are not the prototypes for that type of style. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll do something good. I remember at E3, they had the Mark Echo preview of the game before it came out, and it was pretty elaborate, the setup. They had this big theater outside and booming music. It was kind of cool, but the game, so it looked cool until the game came out, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, I thought it looked cool. I thought it looked like you'd actually be able to do your graffiti, and then it got rated M, and then unless my aunt and uncle was getting it for me, I wasn't going to see it.
Too bad it didn't become like a Jack Ryan Radio, huh?
Darn.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was going to be like a Grand Theft Auto and Jack Ryan Radio together, but
that's a winning combination.
Was it even open-ended?
I'm not sure.
Who cares? All right, Bungie posts the Halo 3 FAQ. That's frequently asked questions for those of you acronymically challenged.
Are they badly spelled, and do they have lots of exclamation points?
I'm not sure, but they have a lot of noob and pwned references and stuff like that.
No, but they explain leak talk to you or something?
Elite speak.
All the people that sound like me.
Yeah. Here's your leak talk reference guide.
There's not much more to this, really. It's not even really news, but... But I've got no other topic to.
So that's all we got.
What happened to my story?
Relax, dude.
Oh,
We're talking about Halo 3. every episode until Halo 3 is launched, just like the official Xbox magazine since the issue number one, I think it's covered
Halo 3.
At least one Halo since the first issue till now. I mean, the game Halo was out for like a year, and somehow every issue they had at least one page about Halo. How can you cover that game for 12 months or 24 months straight and mention it every single issue?
All we have to do is put Halo 3 as one of the topics on every show.
On the podcast. Yes, exactly.
And then people will download the show.
People get thousands and thousands of listens.
Exactly. So what
Halo
3 do
now, and Grand Theft Auto, if we do both. Wow. Good. Yeah, World of Warcraft. All we're going to do is just mention it. Like right now, I'm going to say World of Warcraft, Halo 3, and Grand Theft Auto. Now I'll put that in the show notes.
Right.
We've mentioned
there it. Is.
There you
and
go.
And so what we'll have now from here until the release... We'll have the Halo 3 countdown clock.
Yeah, the update. Halo 3 update. And every week we'll be like, Halo 3 update. There's nothing to update.
Yeah.
But we'll at least mention it, and then we'll put it in the thing. When Halo 3 comes out, we'll start talking about Halo 4.
Yeah.
And we'll just continue. We'll continue.
Tips and Tricks, the magazine, they have a two-page feature every single month since Halo 2 came out about Halo. No, about Halo 2 in specific. And they have the best weapon and the best everything, and they're starting to repeat themselves.
Yeah, that's what you do. I mean,
don't tell anybody.
Talk about. All right. Anyways,
and every other show, I've been thinking while we're talking here. Every other show, we're going to mention Final Fantasy and maybe Metal Gear Solid. Like every other show.
Not
Metal Gear Solid. Or maybe
once
a month, Metal Gear Solid.
Once
and then
a month,
maybe
that's good.
Devil May Cry. Every
not
month,
Devil
like
May
once
Cry.
A month.
No.
No Devil May Cry.
Madden though.
Madden.
Talk about
Madden. We need mainstream gamers.
Talk
Madden.
About Madden.
Fourth.
We're going to talk about Madden.
Interested.
Yeah. More Madden. Anyway, like I said, there's nothing here. It's just the function of the X button, which is,
you can't say it.
It's a mute button.
Wow. This is great.
So you don't have to deal with all the immature jerks who...
What are we talking about?
Just
what
say
we're
it.
All over the place.
What are we talking
just
about?
Say it.
Is this,
I don't
this
know.
Is Halo 3?
What are we talking about? Are we talking about practice?
The mute button.
Are we talking about practice?
Say the real name for the mute button, Red.
Can I say it? I don't know. I forget what it is.
All right. Let's go on. I think we're just beating this. I don't know if there's like any. I don't know if we've talked like 5 minutes, and I don't know if we've covered anything anybody cares about.
Nah, who cares? It's just that the
beta.
It's just that they claim that the beta is going to be deep and.
I heard the timer.
You heard it. There it is. That there's going to be thousands of listeners. That's just our show that has thousands.
We have thousands.
There's
going to
be thousands of gamers involved. Thousands and thousands, they say, of players involved. So matchmaking shouldn't be an issue. All right, let's move on to the next thing because that was disastrous.
Yeah,
but it'll help our show. More people will download.
Let's move on to smoking Wii.
Alright.
So this is actually a bunch of stories combined to make one rather large topic once again. Alright, so the first one, that the console sales for January are out, and according to the NPD group, it looks like Nintendo and the Wii outsold both the 360 and the PlayStation 3, with the little white box selling 436,000 units.
No doobie in this topic.
No. So the little white box sold 436 units, the 360 sold 294,000 units, and the PS3 sold 244,000.
I saw somewhere, and I don't know the reference, so I'm just going to say. But anyways, I saw somewhere that GameStop, I think, has an ad now that says, join the next generation, and they have, you can get a Nintendo DS, and they have, trade in your
that was Kotaku.
Old generation. Old,
and
there.
PSP was there.
Yeah, PSP was in there. It was your Game Boy Advance SP, your, was it regular?
DS Fat.
The DS, DS yeah, Fat. The Fat, DS Fat, and your PSP, and get a
I prefer
Nintendo.
DS heavy.
Overweight.
It's
the overweight. Obese.
It's big boned.
Yeah. Let's not get our fat listeners upset.
It's structurally
P-H-A-T.
Challenged.
Anyway, just for a reference, the PS2 sold 299,000. Software sales for the Wii were about 980,000.
What were these numbers for? 299,000 for how long?
For January alone.
Just January. 299,000 PS2s in January.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, for a system that's 5 years old or whatever, 6 years old.
Yeah.
And that's why they expect the PS3 to last 10 years.
Yes.
That's true.
Well, whatever. Anyway, software sales for the Wii were about 980,000, while the PS3 was about 660,000. Some analyst from Merrill Lynch in Japan has gone on to say that he sees the Wii being in 30% of all households in America by 2011, and 33% of all households in Japan. I'm not going to doubt this guy, but, I mean, you know, 2011, that's 4 years from now. They'll probably have, like, the Wii 2 or, like, the bigger Wii or, I don't know. Something else.
It'll be a tutor, totally different name.
The bigger
yeah.
Wii.
Because Nintendo, Nintendo did do, I guess they did do NES and then Super NES, so they could make a new version.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't really foresee this system. Huh. I mean, I guess it could be, yeah. It'll be at the end.
With add-ons.
I mean, would the name be the Wii with like four eyes instead of two or something? I don't know, you know.
The Wii 60.
Alright, and then the last thing here was there's also mention of Wii Virtual Console games from Japan making their way to North America. NTSC
Sin and Punishment.
Games. There you
I
go.
Just had to say it again.
I knew you would. NTSC games from North America making their way over to PAL systems, which would be Europe, and maybe our Australasian friends.
Australasian.
But we can't alienate them. Yeah. They're Australasian.
Yeah, we could just, like, totally butcher their nationality based on Sony.
Yeah, and then finally, Game Boy Advance games may eventually make their way onto Virtual Console before it's all said and done.
That is weird. I can't imagine playing Pokemon like that.
Yeah, but could you imagine playing Pokemon on your GameCube?
Yeah, because they had the Game Boy player. You know, they had the Game Boy Advance player for GameCube. So, and I bought it, and I played it. Like,
so
the day I got it, I played it, and it was like, this is cool, and then I don't think I've ever done it since.
I played Metroid on it. That's the only thing I remember. The first day, too. Yeah. Stories vary, but the experiences are the same.
Alright, we can move on here. More PS3 Europe launch info. As we announced a few weeks back, the European launch of the PS3 is March 23rd, and according to retailers, the pre-orders are going as fast as they can offer them. One chain higher up has said, quote, we've had the highest level of pre-orders of any machine to date. It's been phenomenal. Sony has guaranteed a healthy amount of units, and we have every reason to believe they'll deliver, end quote.
Yeah, they're shipping, we talked about this, they're shipping all the ones from the U.S. that are sitting there taking up space over there. I was in Target over the weekend. 6 PS3 sitting there collecting dust. No Wii's.
There you go.
Same deal with me. I remember when I was thinking about getting an iPod, it's like, I see this little kid behind me, Daddy, let's get a Wii. And then it says, sorry, we're out. Would you like a PS3? And then I just, right behind the girl.
What's
like
an impulse buy?
Yeah, because six-year-olds can only make impulse buys.
Wow.
The fact that I bought crayons and oil pastels earlier.
Wow, you're a big man.
I know I am.
I think we're getting kind of personal now with this crayons and pastels.
Yeah, let's not. They're predicting this to be the biggest European hardware launch ever. My only counter to that is that they're failing to realize that they're getting it 4 months later than most of the rest of the world.
Well, that's actually good.
They're still waiting on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, I mean, because in most of the stuff, they got like a year later, didn't they?
No, but I mean, systems normally would come out like a month later.
No, maybe. They were a while. Like, we would be like, 6 months after Japan, and then they'd be like 6 months or so after us a lot of times.
No.
They would, yes. Sure? Yes.
That doesn't sound right to me.
They like sat around waiting forever. And like Australia and stuff, I think had to wait long too.
The PS2 came out like 6 months before in Japan, and then we had to wait for it.
Yeah, and then Europe had to wait for it after us, because they have to like convert
everything. That's the old days, though, man. That's the old days, though.
Old days, that was this last generation. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's right, but you look at anything after that.
Like, oh, yeah. The 360 just launched, something like that.
Yeah, well,
they've been doing.
I mean, if they're gonna give us
day one.
That's what I was just gonna say. If they're gonna do tech support for us, they've got to know what they're.
The whole tech center has 360s, but I don't know. I can't vouch. Have anybody ever called 1-800? I don't know. My Xbox is broke or whatever it is.
I don't want to talk to you, sir.
even the click was Indian accented. That was yes. You know, I didn't realize that their phones have accents. That's pretty sweet.
That's too funny.
Mail guy in India. You've got mail!
I mean, the only other counter, going back to the PS3 thing, is that, I mean, there's still no good games. We're still waiting for them. I mean, yeah, they're
Virtua
launching.
Fighter. Actually, I forgot. Virtua Fighter came out this week, didn't it?
Right.
And that's the other thing. I need to dust my PS3 off and try it.
Yeah, they're getting 30 games at launch, which is, you know, much better than we got out here.
Yeah, but they're all stuff they already probably could have on 360.
Anyway, that was the
thing. I heard a timer.
Move on to the mailbag.
So you're calling it mailbag. I think, you know, we should have like a new name because we're like a new guy. I want to call it.
Wait, because I got one. I thought of it right on the fly. The mail sack. Think about it. Come on, the mail sack.
Also,
oh boy, I don't think we can do that. We could call them electronic letters. I don't know, like e-letters or something. You know, like
e-post.
I don't know if I like the whole. Now that I know
the reference.
Yeah, if you would have not said that, then I would have been like, you know.
But the mail.
How about mailbag? Sounds good. How about this part of the show is called Going Postal?
Going Postal.
Oh, I like that.
I was going to say the little mailbox of love. we can go postal.
How about the Wii mailbox of love?
Oh, come on. I already said that.
You did?
Yeah, I said mail Wii.
That was pathetic.
But that's mail Wii. That's as bad as the other reference.
Oh, come on. I'm immature. I get to say these things.
I know. All right, we're going postal.
All right, let's go postal. Here it is. Hey, guys.
Interrupting cow.
Knock it off. Knock it off, interrupting cow. This is from Gassy Emu.
There you go. Now I know who's talking.
What? Wait.
The Gassy. Is Gassy Emu?
The Gassy Emu. No relation to the angry llama.
Or.
He writes.
Yeah, Gassy Emu.
That could be our new mascot.
Please don't put any like fart noises in between. Are you just pronouncing it that way, or it's actually spelled Gassy Emu?
Gassy Emu.
That's how he spelled it.
Two words, Gassy Emu.
Gassy and the Emu.
That's right.
All right.
Gassy Emu. Gassy Emu writes to us, and I felt.
I feel bad for that zookeeper.
This is proper for this show because you're here to answer it, Chris. But he writes, hey guys, I love the show and you guys are doing a great job, but I just wish the show was longer. I'm not really talking about 3 hours, but 1+ hour long or more.
You're saying I'm here to answer this. I think you're here to answer this because if it was 1+ hours long, you would have 4 hours of editing or 4 hours of show we have to edit down.
I was just talking like this.
Talking about more frequent 40 to 50 minute shows would be great. So why is it that we don't do that? You can go ahead and answer that.
Why don't we do that? We're not that interesting. We would love to do that. And if the Gassy Emu would like to donate lots of money for us to do this full time, we could do it that way. But we basically do this on the, on spare time. We record one day a week. It takes longer than we usually want to. Then Ben edits it, which takes multiple hours, usually like all day, to edit it, which is longer than he wants to. And then we get it ready and we put it out there for everybody to enjoy. Also, the file size would get very large, and we're limited right now on bandwidth, so that's why we keep the audio quality the way it is. Hopefully people don't mind, to keep the bandwidth and the file size down. In the future, we are planning at some point moving to a different host, and then we will be able to bump that stuff up maybe a little. We don't want to totally exclude our 56K listeners if they're out there. If you guys do listen to this via 56K download, come post on the forums or send us an email and let us know, because we'd kind of like to get a understanding of how many people are downloading it. I know there used to be some people that said that they listened to our show and only our show because it was small enough to download over modem. Ben's been gracious enough lately to be editing the show, and I know it takes
Chris 15 minutes to answer one simple question.
It takes me a long time to answer a question.
You sound like you're on damage control.
Exactly. Ben's gonna edit this down, but actually I'll have been talking for 3 hours. And in summary, you know, it's just our personal time, and we enjoy doing it. We enjoy providing it for you guys, but we just don't have the time to do any more shows.
All right, let's move on here.
We're still going postal or doing
no,
mail.
That was it.
We didn't get any Valentine's Day cards?
All right, last thing in the weekly poll topic was, has gaming ever ruined a relationship/friendship for you? 10% said yes, it's broken up or ruined a friendship or relationship for them. 60% said it's never ruined a friendship/relationship. And 30% said no, but it's come close. And the only one response I wanted to read, and he's actually here to explain it to you.
Am I?
Yeah. Now's your chance to tell your story,
dude. I'm
never
all here. I don't have it up right now.
Well, you know the story. It happened to you unless you made it up.
I don't care about your quote. Just tell the story.
He had a girlfriend. He also owned a gassy emu, and you know that things didn't work out. You know,
gassy emu. It was a real.
He couldn't give up the gassy emu, and that was the end of it. I told you to quit feeding the emu beans. I told
you. It loved the beans so much. I couldn't stand to see it unhappy.
And barbecue.
It destroyed.
Emus love barbecue.
Yeah, it loved the barbecue. You know, it's first and last barbecue. We also haven't talked about donkeys yet.
Well, now we have.
Are we getting to his girlfriend topic, or are we done?
We filled our donkey and goat and penguin and emu quota.
Emus that are birds, by the way. I don't know who thought they weren't birds. I mean, geez. Oh, edit that. Where'd that come from?
Oh.
See what happens? I get. Yeah, now I'm the angry emu.
Yeah, I'm angry at you too. I don't know. I'm angry because you're angry. It's mutual anger.
All right, are you going to tell us the girlfriend story or the ex-girlfriend story?
He made it up now.
He doesn't know. He's trying to read it. He's going to read
it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why
I'm
saying
he
made it up.
I'm still thinking about hating Chris. I'm engrossed in hating him. Hate.
Well, think about the ex-girlfriends you hate and tell us that.
Knock it off, hate-monger.
Hate-monger. Terrible. Alright, there was this girl, I met her at a carnival because she was a friend of a friend and I was hanging out with them for a while.
Oh, one of those carnival girls. Step right up, win a balloon. I mean, win a pop a balloon, win a stuffed animal.
Win a toenail. And by the time we had gotten back into school, because it was before school started, I found out she was completely obsessed with me. So she asked me out over AIM, I think.
Dating's changed, hasn't it, Ben, since we were dating?
It sure has.
They ask over AIM now.
Yeah, we.
They don't have enough guts to go face to face anymore. It's all AIM.
Ask girl
and MySpace.
She told me to tell you to tell
and him
to her that kind of PictoChat.
PictoChat in a car. You got a 50-50 chance. You might get a girlfriend or you might get a child molester. That's your option.
Oh, 33. Boyfriend, girlfriend, child molester.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
ASL. Anyway, go on.
The first time she asked me out, she pulled me out of a full-screen game, and it wasn't the first time, and it wouldn't be the last time. So she does this every time she IMs me, and I finally just turned off the pull me out of full-screen thing on AIM, and she would talk to me, and I wouldn't talk back. And,
that's why you needed to get a bot that would just reply with, yeah, yeah, okay, you're right, yeah, yeah.
It would sound like me anyway, all I said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, you dummy, and, you should have got a bot and you would have still had a girlfriend. And then after you got on the game, you could have just reviewed everything she said to you, so you would know what
it's
to
like,
talk
what
about
did
the
I
next
agree
day.
To?
Yeah, what did I say? Okay, cool. Well, I thought the one guy's reply on the forums, and I don't have him up, so I don't know exactly, but I thought it was funny that he said something like, well, sometimes when my girlfriend starts talking to me and I don't want to listen to what she's saying, I just put my headset on and start playing a game, and I'm thinking, does she just keep talking? And she, like, doesn't realize you can't hear her? I'm like, what the heck? That was kind of amusing to me.
All right, I'll finish the first one. She broke up with me on one of those chats where I wasn't listening. No, man. And I was.
She said, I'm breaking up with you with, like, the little angry, sad face.
And I was playing Battlefield at the time, so, you know, I didn't find out till about an hour later. And the second one.
Delayed breakup.
Yeah, it was...
he replied an hour later, can we still be friends?
And the second one that broke up with gaming, she just didn't like games. I don't know why I went out with her, but she just hated them with a passion, or maybe it was because I liked them with a passion, and she hated that, but she did...
Maybe it's because you put your headset on and played the games when she was trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because she had a bad experience with... 50 Cent Bulletproof.
And she did tell eventually me in a way that it was games that broke us up, but it was through her friends. She told her friends, I found out through her friends, and, you know, this was one of my last girlfriends.
Righteous.
Yes.
You know, when I
story.
When
it's
I hear
the,
these stories...
The story's still going around.
When I hear these stories, I'm glad I'm married.
Hey,
and Ben, you have a long-time girlfriend, so you're good to go too.
He has a woman.
Yeah, I'm all right. Although I will say that Phantasy Star Online did take its toll. That's about as much as I'll say.
You didn't go AFK enough, did you?
I know. No, those 600 hours that I put into Redeema, that was
honey.
Yeah, say no more.
I was going to say something, but I decided not to.
You went to counseling for that, didn't you?
Something like that. Anyway, we can move on to the poll topic for next week. That would be, are you gaming in HD yet? I've got no better poll topic, although I guess we've got one for
that's
next
all right.
week.
That's a good one, because supposedly, like, what, 12 or 20% of the people own high-definition TVs now in the U.S., something like that? But then how many of them own game systems, and then how many of them actually...
Mine is so old, it has to warm up, our TV. It literally does. It clicks on and off until it's warm enough to actually display the picture.
You know they make color TVs now, right?
Color? What is this
color? When you turn yours off, does it, like, shrink down to a really intense, bright, white dot in the middle of the screen? Is that how your TV turns off?
It does.
You don't look at that white dot, do you? Because it'll burn your retina.
Uh-oh. That's a problem.
This TV has one of those old school, like, those wheel things. Remember those old wheel?
Yeah.
And then, like, the
on a wire.
The knob would break off, and then he'd have, like, a pair of attached to it.
Exactly.
And he's got his working TV on top of his non-working TV.
In the same topic, and you're welcome to just post below, I want to know if anybody still has or knows somebody that has a cabinet TV. You know, those kind that are, like, in the... It could be a bigger TV, but that's like
a
wooden cabinet.
Yeah, that's the one
cabinet.
I have.
Do you have, a wooden cabinet TV?
Well, that's the one
with the rounded corners?
Problems.
With the rounded corners?
Yes, it does have. It has a place for a VCR in the bottom and a Betamax or whatever was big in the 80s.
Well, but that means it's kind of newer. I'm talking the cabinet TV was like a big wooden honking table.
That's
like
a big console TV.
Yeah, the console TV. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, those big console TVs. Does anybody still have one of those that they're using?
I hope so.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
And let me guess, they probably have a PS3 hooked up to it. Watching them Blu-ray movies. Talladega Nights, woohoo!
Through the RF switch.
Yeah, through the RF switch. If anybody actually went out and spent $600 on a PS3 and then they went and bought the RF cable to hook it up to their old cabinet TV or whatever it is, or console TV, we want to know. We want pictures.
Yeah.
I want a picture of a PS3 on top of a console TV hooked up via RF.
I'm old school. I've seen the console TVs that have like a turntable and like stereo built in. It was like all one cabinet.
You know,
they still
be
make
even,
those.
You know what would be even better, not just hooked up to a console TV, but hooked up via one of those Y things with the two bolts, the screws screwed in. That would be awesome.
Radio Shack.
You see, we're pimping Radio Shack.
Wait, I want a picture of that if somebody has that or can find that.
Do send.
Are we done talking about console TVs?
Remember, guys, you can reply, and girls, you can reply to, and transgenders, you can reply to the poll topic on our forums.
Puppies and cats and whatever else.
And guessy emus.
Guessy emus.
Go to www.dreamstation.cc, go to the forums and the general discussion forum. There's a thread with the poll topic where you can reply. It's up now. You must be a forum member, so you'll need to register to vote, rock the vote, it's easier than voting.
You don't need to do that just to post on our forums, though, but anyways.
Right, whatever. All right, I think that puts a nice, pretty red bow on this show.
All right.
And
sounds
I'm
good.
A poet and didn't know it.
There you go. I just want to say, in conclusion, I want to see PS3s on a console TV watching Talladega Nights in Blu-ray.
That's right. Remember, guys, you can send us an email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We'll try to read it on a future show or not. We'd also be very appreciative if you'd give us a nice review in your favorite podcast directory, like iTunes, Yahoo, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, etc.
Last week in the show notes, and I'll try again this week, I put links below the show on our site directly to our sections on those different places that Ben just mentioned to vote for us. So if you guys, you know, I made it convenient, I made it easy, go do it.
As if just logging into iTunes isn't easy enough for them.
That's too hard.
I know.
I linked right to Odeo, our page, and right to Yahoo Music, our page, and, you know.
Yeah.
We're wrapping it up.
Have a nice day, everybody.
All right.
Let's go home, get some grub. Wizard needs food badly.
There you go. PS3's on console TVs. That's all I have to say. See ya. All right, I'm stopping.
Just edit it laughter so it doesn't seem so pathetic.
I sound like a doofus. Can you edit that so I don't sound like a doofus that doesn't know what an emu is? You're going to leave it in, aren't you? You're going to make me look like an idiot.
I'm doing the potty dance.